The following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and you.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Otto. How's everything?
Good.
Actually, this was a quick return for you.
It is a quick return.
It was like 2 weeks ago you were here, I think it was.
I believe so, yeah.
You know. And usually Christina tries to spread that out because, I mean, you know, you take over the show. so she warns me, oh, God, John, I'm sorry, Otto's coming back again.
Oh, well.
You're here very specifically today, and it's always a pleasure to have Otto with a friend of yours.
I am.
We're going to have a wonderful conversation. But I want you to start it off. Your lovely wife. I was going to say, is in the audience, but whatever you call the room, in the green room.
Well, we have at least two more people listening to the show today.
Wow.
We're up to 42 people.
You think it's that number?
Yeah. Dennis Collins, who is going to be chatting with us in a minute, I'd like to just give a little bit of an introduction. Dennis and I have known each other for, I'm not really sure, but it's like between 35 and 40 years.
Wow.
I haven't taken the time to calculate it. Let's put it this way. We weren't seniors when we hooked up. We were both a lot younger.
I'm going to interrupt you right there.
Yeah.
Where'd you meet? How did that come about?
Well, where we met was that we were neighbors.
Oh, okay.
That was part of it in Manhasset. And our wives and us ultimately were involved with CYO basketball and softball.
Okay.
And that led to, you know, meeting each other at various events. And then it turns out that Dennis and I were probably the only two people in all of Manhasset that weren't in the financial business. We were in a business forms business, which nobody knew what we were talking about, except him and I. Right? So we had that to talk about. And then it turned out that we had a lot in common. Dennis is from the Bronx originally, and we both liked sports, and turned out we both worked in the same building, right opposite 225 West 34th Street, which is on 34th Street, right opposite Penn Station.
Oh, okay.
So we many times would wind up taking the train home together, and had lots of opportunities to chat. And Dennis and his wife always had a Christmas party every year with God knows 100 people. And Santa would visit, and we would visit, and our children got to know each other over the years as well. So there was just a good synergy with family and friends. We shared business hurdles before health hurdles came along. Dennis's business wound up technologically messed up.
Okay.
Technology knocked it out. And I went through some similar type scenarios. So we used to chit-chat about that. We would have what we called regional sales meetings, which was just Dennis and I. If it was a national sales meeting, it would be with the wives. And if it was a global sales meeting, that would include his daughter.
That's good.
So we would say on the phone, are we going to have a regional meeting or a national meeting? So we would you know, work that out somehow.
If we didn't like the regional meeting, we went back to the local sales meeting very quickly.
Yeah.
Just to do some.
Right, I get you.
In a nice little Italian restaurant.
Nice. So.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times it depended on the topic, you know, what we were going to discuss at the regional meeting.
Right. If you were going to vent about your other partners.
Yeah, well, yeah. No. You know, exactly. If it was nothing, then we could bring in the brides, it was okay. But Dennis has four daughters, daughters, and eight grandchildren. And because of that, our audience is probably a little bit bigger than normal. Maybe one or two of them are even listening today. And the long story short of it is, for the last number of years, and Dennis is going to give you a little bit of a rundown, Dennis, to me, has been a very much of an inspiration to somebody handling many adversities as far as health goes. And I think to listen just in conversation to the things that he's been through and how he somehow managed to get through it, and you can relate to it yourself, might be an inspiration to others who listen and, you know, are going through tough times. Not everybody is going through great times all the time, particularly as you get older. Not every day is, you know, primrose time. You know, it's not all peaches and cream. So I thought it would be good to have Dennis on the phone and talk on the, not on the phone, but we're on the phone. Yeah, we're on the radio. Right,
right. Oh, boy, Dennis, it's just gone downhill from here, I think.
What have I gotten myself into?
Oh, please.
Talk a little bit about...
I think we need a regional conference now.
Exactly.
Well, he's had a lot of mountains to climb, all right? And the question really comes down to how the hell did he do it?
You know? Right, okay.
Period. So maybe, Dennis, how about giving us a little walkthrough on...
Sure. I mean, I think I'm the result. I'm here today for many, many reasons. But one of them is modern medicine. I mean, 27 years ago, I had a heart incident, and I wound up in St. Francis Hospital. I did not have a heart attack, but they did the usual catheterization, and they said, "Oh, wow, you're 90% occluded. We need to operate on you." So I had a bypass then, and that bypass, triple bypass, was obviously successful. And I went on around about my business. I got back in business, working, etc. And then if you fast forwarded quite a few years, then I had other issues. At that time, then I moved from Garden, from Manhasset, from your township to Garden City, and so I used Winthrop Hospital instead of St. Francis. And actually, I didn't go there because of heart situations, but at one point I got bit by a strange bug doing some gardening, and I wound up with a sepsis infection. Yeah. So, you know, that's like a whole new world. Then moving forward, I stayed with Winthrop. They seemed to be fine as far as I was concerned. I didn't even have a doctor at the time, and I met a couple of young doctors there, and I said, "You fellas have to keep me alive." So here you go, 27 years later, or 20-some-odd years later, here I am.
You still got them?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. That's okay.
You know, so, and I've had my my share of heart problems. I've had my share of stents put in. At one point, I told my I asked my cardiologist. I said, "Wow, this is my 11th stent. I must be in first place." And he says, "You kidding me? You're not even close. We have guys in here with 30." You know, so you know, he says they have so many that then it comes time for us to figure out how to operate on them. We got to get through the metal and get the fix done. So. It's amazing with modern medicine, but
I'm just interrupting you. A stent is metal?
Well, he was just
saying
that
in terms
of yeah. Well, many of them are type of metal.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. Oh yeah, yeah. It's like a little pipe with some medicine.
No, I knew
in
that.
It.
For some reason, I thought it was plastic, like a straw.
Just so did I.
Some are
wiggly, not wiggly.
Some are,
flexible,
some aren't. To my knowledge, you know?
Okay, that's
fine. I might have a couple of cardiologists screaming through the phone right now. I don't know. You know
what are you talking about, Dennis? You know, shut up!
I'm just a patient, you know, and I'm here to say, you know, if you shut up, take your stent correctly, you know, they'll keep you alive.
If not,
they might put a little something in it, you know, shut you up. You never know, you know. You're not the boss at that time.
No, I agree with you.
When you're lying down, naked as a jaybird.
Yep, right.
Not much you can do about it then.
No, I agree.
So, God forbid.
Pictures?
No. They probably have pictures.
Of course they do.
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook, right. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, I know Dennis has gone through the hard part of it, but he's had other things that...
What happened was we were just talking with a fellow from Glen Cove, and I spent two sessions up in Glen Cove in rehab, one about 5 years ago after my first amputation. And then recently I had another amputation, the other leg, so I'm a double amputee below the knee, as they say. And that takes a lot out of you, but everybody used to say, wow, man, you're a tough guy. You can really do it. And in the beginning, when you land up in a place like that, you think it's about you.
Right.
And what are you going to do to get yourself where you have to go? But I kind of discovered, I really discovered, twice in my life, it's not about you. It's about us. It's about family. It's about friends. I mean, I'm a lucky man. I've got four daughters. Now they're four wonderful women. I have a terrific wife who's their mother that helped to make them the wonderful women that they are. So they're very, very supportive and have been all along. So that's a big part of it, you know. Family support, friendship. Otto, you make friends and you have things in your life that mm-hmm. you share, keep sharing them.
I agree.
You share the business ups and downs, you share the kids ups and downs, you know, that kind of thing. And that's important to life. You got to keep exchanging with your fellow human beings. If you step back and you go it alone, you're going to be in a bit of a mess.
But some people, and I'm a financial advisor, so I have a lot of clients. And not a lot, but I do have a large number of clients, but it's a shame because, I'm a personal person, so I don't just do your business, your financial business. I get to know the families, and it's a shame. My heart breaks for some of them when they say they're sick, but the kids don't come by, and they're going to have to get money to have. I said, but he's down the block. She's down the block. Oh, I saw them 2 months ago. The grandkids stop in once in a while. You know, they're always looking for money, mm-hmm. but they're not coming by to say, how's daddy?
And that
conversation of how's daddy is more valuable to you than all the money in the world. When one of your daughters checks in because maybe you didn't have a good day today, and whether she calls your mother, her mother, or you, it's a lift of the spirit. It's like, God.
Yeah, it's definitely.
But that's something you did. That's something you and your wife did. And just like your relationship with Otto. It was created. It took two people to do that, and it took you and your wife to have four girls that, you know.
It did that. Did happen. Well, me and my wife to have four girls. It did happen that way. Yeah.
You know,
I'm at the sharpest tack in this room.
The old-fashioned way. You know, that still works, yeah.
You know the word that Dennis used, share? I think sharing your feelings, sharing what's going on is very important. You know, if you don't share what's going on up here in your head, it's kind of like, I don't know how you go through life like that, to be honest about it. You know, it's important to me, just like Dennis said, you know.
Yeah, and it's a release of your problems, too.
Right.
It takes the pressure off you. You know?
Henry David Thoreau, most men leave lives of quiet desperation. It's the truth.
Yeah.
And it really is. They don't say, they're not talked to. How many marriages do I know with younger people, they're like, what? This is not a marriage. This is ridiculous. You don't even talk to each other. You don't share. If you didn't have your wife going through what you were going through, you could very well be dead because that's such important medicine.
Oh, for sure.
There's no question about it. And yet there are people, and I know it breaks my heart, I'm saying, this is what you chose to spend your life with? That tonight you're having surgery, or tomorrow, and they're going out tonight to the movies? Oh, my God. And I'm exaggerating, but there are.
No, you're not exaggerating. You know, we know people like that.
Yeah. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, we got to go to our first break. We're here talking with Dennis Collins, who is a friend of Otto's, and just a life story is what you're telling us, which is tremendous. Sure. We'll be right back. You're listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.